Eddie's coming up right now. It's my shrink's favorite album. That's one cool shrink, you know that? 91.5 WMFO Medford. WMFO in Medford. I just wanted to add, yes, it's Smitty's birthday, so we definitely had to get that in there. That's the Growler. Smitty and the Fez Tones. Thank you, Smitty. Happy birthday. Thank you for all your support. We really appreciate it. You, the Fez Tones, Little Billy Lost, the whole scene. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See ya! Ah.
doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
No pills!
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Shine, shine. You're gonna sleep. You would not believe it. plane, you know how we know. It's afternoon, streets turn gray, and I watch the cars below. Still I know I'll be the way. Well, I know.
Yeah!
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot?
Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
One.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight.
Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. And he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back love.
I wanna tell him.
But when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like score, I've heard it all before. Ooh, such a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, and we know the score.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You wonder. Listening to WMFO Bedford.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Shapers! Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
I was born in the desert, came on up from New Orleans. Came upon a tornado, saw light in the sky. I wheel around all day with the moon sticking in my eye. We'll be right back.
inside your bones. And no matter how you try, all you think about are the ways you lost again. You lost again. You've gone blind, and you're feeling oh so small, nothing there at all that you can't find. And you're
such a fool. Was a long visit wrong? Say you are the only one. So many foreign worlds, so relatively far. So ready for us, so ready for us, a creature fair. I was teased by your blouse, spit out by your mouth. I was loud by your load, seminary soul. Tehran, take all.
WMFO Medford.